Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's awesome.
With Stephen Bradford. Stevie B.
Yo, what's up, buddy?
How are you, man?
Good. We are back home from 8 days on the road. You know, last week's episode we recorded in the green room of our Tampa Bay Improv. Now we are back. We are back at home
in our closets.
Yeah, which feels it's easier to get a video. I'll tell you that much.
That's true. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
for sure.
But boy, did we have a great time on the road. Thank you to everybody that came out. Thank you to everybody that followed along at home, whether through social media or our Patreon page. But boy, was it special to be in the room with you friends. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was so amazing to just get back in front of people and feel the energy and the love and the everything else. It was just like the trip was amazing. We were in eight cities in 8 days, and we just drove, flew. We really had a great week on the road. It was really great to spend time with you and Jeremy again, and just
it was awesome. And we made a conscious effort to try to feel as good as we could, which was really nice. We took care of ourselves better than we ever have, I think.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we cooked pretty much every meal,
like which might be funny to some people, but we did.
We did a good job, dude.
Like, I think so.
You made some amazing pancakes that we waited about 6 months to taste, and they were incredible. And we happened to be on the beach in Florida when you cooked breakfast, had a great coffee on the beach, and then worked out. And then it was freaking go time for the pancakes, and they were incredible.
Jeremy and Steve both, they eat a lot. They eat a lot because they need a lot of fuel. Let's be real. Your muscles need fuel. And and so when the buildup to these, Jeremy kept asking, you're going to make a lot, right? You're going to make a lot.
Totally.
You're going to make a lot of these, right?
All he keeps saying is volume, volume, volume. Right. I eat in volume.
Man.
Does he ever. Yeah, it was great though.
And, you know, at hotels, you rarely have the tools that you need to cook the way you want to cook.
Sure.
And so, you know, I was trying to do three pancakes on this one frying pan. And then I got complaints about them being too small. And I was like, well, they're going to pile up, but you wanted a bigger.
I mean, listen, I didn't want silver dollar pancakes, bro.
Sure.
I would have eaten 100 of those. So let's just make the one big one, another big one.
But everybody,
another big one.
It kind of works a little bit like they're like, oh, just make one big cookie.
It works a little,
the smaller ones tend to be cooked a little more evenly.
Yes, that's true. But it was great, dude. Whatever your recipe was, and I know you've said it a million times to me, and just text it to me because it was incredible.
Yeah, Jeremy asked me to text it to it, but I know somebody on our Patreon page made them and enjoyed them. So I don't know. We might be starting something here.
Hey, man, listen, on the road, that's what we're eating all the time for breakfast. That, and then I eat 7-8 egg whites with one egg. It's awesome.
Half a cup of oatmeal.
There you
go. Like old fashioned oats, not not instant, and certainly not
steel cut.
That would be terrible. Old fashioned oats, half cup of that, half cup of cottage cheese, whatever one you like, and two eggs. Blend it in the blender
and
don't over blend it. And then you use that as the batter.
It was good because it kind of had a souffle thing inside.
Well, because the eggs, right?
Yeah, like, which is interesting, right?
Yeah.
So that's a different thing for a pancake, but it was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
And now what you could do in that, you could take it a step further and put a scoop of protein in there.
Sure could.
And then you'd have protein pancakes right there.
But I mean, between the cottage cheese and the oatmeal and the eggs, there's already a lot of protein in there.
Yeah, not enough for me, but yes.
Okay.
That's why I have the 8 extra eggs on the side, egg whites. So
right. Yeah,
that gives me about 48 grams of protein. So it's good. Ooh. Plus the pancakes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway,
great job.
Yeah.
Great week on the road.
We ended
in Nashville. Had a great show in Nashville.
Yeah, man.
And it was incredible. We got home. Bradford got home Saturday night. I stayed an extra couple of days. Saw my brother-in-law, which was awesome. And then I got home yesterday morning. And just back at it, buddy. Here we are.
Yeah, man. But what was kind of fun... I forget whether it was Monday or Tuesday in Florida. We were in the car and all of a sudden Steve from the back seat says, "Oh, I guess I got nominated for an Emmy."
Yes.
Was that on the drive to Tampa? Maybe. Was it Tuesday?
Man, I honestly don't remember, dude. You know, on the road, it's all one day.
Well, it was in the car and we were in the car. So it had to be Tuesday morning.
Yeah. So Linda texted me. She goes, "Congratulations on your Emmy." I'm like, "What?" On the nomination.
Yeah.
I was like, "What?" Because I didn't know with the Emmys this year, everything's late. Deadlines were later. Judging was later.
Yeah.
The Emmys are later. We don't know what's going on yet. And I really had no idea when the nominations were coming out. So it was a nice surprise to get that. I was in the backseat of our nice car and I got that text. And then I said, "Hey, Bradford." He's like, "Yeah." I go, "I got nominated for them." He goes, "Dude, that's awesome." And then that was pretty much it. So thanks. Then I started getting some texts from people and then I found out who was nominated. We got a ton of nominations on our show, which is crazy.
Yeah.
A lot, like double, more than double of any other show, which was incredible.
Yeah, that's super fun. It just makes, you know, the Emmys is always just a wonderful celebration of the whole community.
Yeah.
But it is fun when you get a lot to root for your own immediate family, which is nice.
Yeah, it was great, dude. Listen, it's cliche. It's always great to get nominated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just always fun to be in the game, whether you win, whatever. It is what that is.
Right.
I'm happy Wally got nominated. And, you know, Maurice had amazing, amazing material from last year with Max Gale again. Incredible. And I'm excited that, you know, Dom got nominated. So
that's
the one I was like, "Oh yeah." When I saw his name, I was like, "Yeah, sweet."
Yeah.
You know, cause he's a good dude and he works hard. And so, and then, you know, we have Carolyn and Finola and Jeannie and Nancy. And then we got some kids. We got Sydney and we got, Caitlin McMullen.
Caitlin.
And then we have Taj. It's like we have all these people. Brianna, Jeff Kober. There's so many I can't even remember.
Did Jeff get nominated as a guest or supporting?
Supporting. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think there might have been more, dude. I'm totally, you know, obviously this isn't what we do for a living.
Right.
Because we don't have a list in front of us.
I know. We could have done that.
We could have done that. Yeah. But it's awesome. And it's going to be great. Not sure what the Emmys are going to be this year, but we're all happy that we're kind of back doing it. And I'll let you know as soon as I know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one thing that we talked about over the week and one thing that I think is worth noting, especially when the nominations come out is, you know, sometimes people are like, "Wait, what? How come? What?" And you had that reaction because you were like, "Oh, I expected Laura, you know, Laura always has great material." And you were like, "Oh, I'm surprised that she didn't get nominated." And then you found out that she didn't submit herself, which is something that I think is worth reminding people that sometimes the submission process is multi-pronged. It's not just you have to put yourself into contention by submitting material.
Correct.
And then you're in the game. But some people decide not to. For whatever reason,
I've decided not to some years, and just like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Because it's work. And you
well,
know,
it's like, work. And then at this point, like, look, if you don't have the good, like, you know, I felt like this year I pieced enough together where I could maybe get nominated. I right. was definitely not planning on it because, right. you know, like we talk about the Emmy process all the time and how it changes so often, where now it can just be kind of a sizzle reel of all your good work. Right.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be a two continuous shows like it used to be where you go,
yeah.
hey, if I didn't have two great shows, this is going to be difficult for me to get nominated.
Right. You could right? literally pick eight different scenes from eight different shows, right? You could put it.
Correct. It just couldn't
do anything.
Yeah, couldn't it be a certain amount of time. It couldn't be more than 20 minutes, right? And
right.
and Oof. Every year this process for me, I don't like the process because I don't earmark shows, and I probably should, whatever. You know, Elizabeth right. Cordy, who's an integral writer and person at General Hospital for years, I just call her up. I go, hey, do you remember any notable
highlights.
Shows?
Yeah.
Right? She goes, yes, here's all the show numbers. Then I go, awesome. And then Nika, our other producer, and Michelle Henry, another producer, I say,
they help
hey,
you pull that stuff.
They help me pull the shows. Then they give me the link. Right. Then I watch the shows.
Are all of our shows available by link, or do they have to make those available for you?
They have to pull your stuff. Oof. Or if they don't have time, because so many people were not nominating themselves this year, right?
Right.
Putting themselves in the game. They'll just say, okay, it's show, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, go find your scenes.
And then do you earmark your scenes and then they splice it for you?
Yes. I earmark the time.
Well, because otherwise.
Then they splice it and give it back. And then you can watch the full thing as a run. And then you got to go, well, maybe this scene should be first. Then this one should be last. And then this one should be here and there. And most people wait till the last minute. Right.
So they're just inundated with requests. Yeah.
Inundated with requests. So I was just like, look, you pulled great scenes. Awesome. I'm happy. You're never happy. Doesn't matter. I said, listen, what I did last year and the year before, I said, Michelle, just pick it. Pick what you think. Just make the final cut.
Right.
And here's one thing I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be long.
Right.
I don't want it to be 20 minutes. Like,
right.
you know, as you well know, Bradford, when you're judging, you know, within the first minute and a half,
yeah.
if this person is probably, if you're going to vote for that person.
Right.
Right. So I yeah. said, just don't make it long. I think this was the shortest one that I had Emmy tape all year or in my whole career. It was like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 9 minutes. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's enough. You know,
yeah.
and then I didn't really expect to get nominated at all. So it's always great. You know, it's a great, it's just really cool.
Oh, it certainly makes it fun when you're, you know, well, and in normal times, you know, you get to, you know, participate in events with other friends. Like, it'd be fun if you guys had things to do. I know sometimes the leading women will do a lunch and stuff. I don't think the leading men have ever done like a lunch.
I don't know if they have, but really, you know, it's that night. I think yeah. it's or that day where you see all your friends from other shows. That's
yeah.
kind of the cool part. That's the part
Absolutely.
That I miss. I'm getting right. used to dressing up now.
You are. I know you used to kind of resent it, but now
yeah,
you're,
I did.
You're...
Yeah, but now I'm okay. So
yeah,
but I miss that part of seeing people from other shows and
right. Do you remember which? And you don't have to say which things specifically. People can find that on Gold Derby
no,
or whatever.
I really don't. I really don't remember. And they might release those at some point of
yeah.
what I picked. You mean because it was so spliced together,
right?
That I don't remember. I know someone was with Sonny and Max and was Sonny, or Sonny. Yeah, Sonny and Mike and Sonny, not
right.
Cowboy Sonny, not Cowboy Mike, but Sonny Corinthos and his dad Mike, who passed away on the show. So I had to clear that up.
You know what's funny? I had to take out, in one of my bits in the show, I do this kind of run of GH characters of that, and about like my wife and who on GH she could have married in the eyes of someone else running through,
sure,
like,
sure,
are you married
sure.
to this guy? Are you married to this guy? Are you married to this guy? And I would always go through the list. And towards the end, I would do like some of the older actors that would be like, least likely to marry a young sure. person like my wife. And right. I used to have Mike's name in there.
Yeah.
But now I can't, because when people say Mike, they think of Cowboy Sonny.
Right. They're like, which Mike?
Which Mike?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
But yeah, whatever. So yeah. And I had some other stuff I think with I had with Carly. I remember it might have been my speech at Mike's funeral.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, there's a bunch in there, and I don't really know what made it, dude. Quite honestly.
Was Sonny's death in that calendar year too?
No.
It wasn't. It was in 2021.
No. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
So then that's a whole nother, like that last year stuff. Right. Was whatever.
So next year you might have dead Sonny stuff.
Yes, we will. Carly and I will have a lot of those scenes for sure.
A lot of good stuff.
I
mean,
she had a great monologue at his funeral. I did not speak at the funeral, so
right
because I was too sad.
Oh boy! Oh, boy! Oh yeah. Gosh! Oh
yeah.
Gosh!
Yeah! 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 So
yeah. Have you ever had? You're great at tears. Have you ever had a snotty cry?
I don't know if I've had a.
Have you ever had like like
no?
Or are you always composed and just tears?
I'll tell you when that happens is when after the scene.
Right,
that's when it happens for me.
Right, Steve will have it. Jason will not.
Correct. Yeah,
that's an interesting choice. Like, because and it is a choice for you, right? Like. Jason won't fully break down, or his breakdown is different than yours.
I did on YNR.
Now
I did fully break down on YNR.
In what context? Like, what was is that the one you won for? You won for YNR.
Yeah. So I did fully break down there.
Yeah.
Here or on GH, I don't know if I ever have, quite honestly, but. You know, it is, we talked about it before. It is a nice release. Like like when you're working on the stuff.
Yeah.
When you're working on it at home and it's emotional stuff, I when I'm working on it, I will get emotional at home while I'm doing it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Right. And sometimes I got to just put it down.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to fully cry.
Right.
Because if I feel like if I fully cry, then I'm not going to be able to fully cry the next day.
Mm.
Right. So I want to be able to.
You want
to
save it.
Save it, hold it, just have it there ready to go. And then once it happens, then I can walk off set and literally cry.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. When you, because there have been times that I've rehearsed for those types of scenes in my dressing room and I have my heart's pounding and I'm like, and then I reach a certain place and then I get up on stage and I'm like, oh, I've been there. I know what to do. And it doesn't come quite as hard. Didn't come quite as fulsome.
Sure.
And it's interesting. It's like, gosh, is it when your body processes it, is that the release that you were crafting? And did you release it too soon? Like I want,
yeah,
you know,
well, it's interesting. It's cause that's an interesting point because you think when you're doing a scene like Sonny's funeral, right. Or memorial, you're like, oh, I have to cry here. I have to cry at this funeral at some point. Like, sure. Because that's what people do.
That's you know,
and in theory. Right. And some people don't.
Right.
Some people cried for 4 days before.
Right.
And they hold it together that day for other people.
Yeah.
Right. And then they'll go home that night and cry again. But since we're on the medium where, you know, we want to be the most dramatic we can be.
Yeah.
And sometimes that puts pressure on you as an actor also, like, oh, I got to deliver in this scene, you know? Yeah. So, and I've talked about that years ago where I had a block for a long time.
Yeah.
Where I put that pressure on myself. But that's, you know, that's not there anymore. Thank God. But, you know, you put expectations on yourself on what you think the audience wants to see also.
Yeah.
Right. So it's an interesting mind games that you have to play with yourself and you have to trick your body.
Well,
because your body doesn't know that this is not real.
Well, but the one thing that you never plan for that I guess maybe you hope for is when you're running the stuff by yourself in your dressing room or at home, there's that. You get up on stage and then depending on who else is in the scene with you, you make eye contact with Laura and it's over.
Game over for me.
Right. So and those are the interesting things that, which are great and go back to the relationships that we have on the show. And,
sure.
And, yeah. and with our castmates and sure. our character relationships and all the background, all the, you know, all the histories that our characters have together, like Absolutely. That is, you know, that triggers something in you that you can't practice for, and nor should you.
No, practice right. for. And that's why yeah. we act. Those are the moments we act for. So.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fun night, man. We're excited for yeah. everybody. And yeah. Looking
well, and what's exciting for us is now we can start doing Emmy chats again. We had yes. a great time. Like, gosh, when we shut down last year, it was right when the Emmys were announced, and boy, did we have a great opportunity and a great reason to talk to time. So many of our friends yes. about the good things that were happening to them. And we are excited to start doing that again this year. We are not soap journalists, as you may know. no, we're but not. We are soap enthusiasts, and also we are big enthusiasts of our fellow actors and our, the fellow members of our daytime community. And so we're excited to lift up whoever we get the opportunity to talk to. So today we get to talk to our good buddy Dominic, and we're so excited.
Yeah, Dom.
Woo! Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
We're very, very pleased to have a nominee for lead actor in a drama series, Dominic Zampronia.
Yo, what's buddy. Up, Dom?
Woo! What's going
yeah,
on,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
So you, I mean,
one at a time.
I know, I'm right? trying. We're just I'm trying.
We're clamoring. We have so much to ask you. So, yeah. okay. You came back to the show sometime in 2020. You didn't have a full year there, did you?
I came back in July, the very first day of shooting. I came back and, but I had some cool stuff, you know, like
yeah,
I had some
yeah.
good scenes with Maurice, and I had some good scenes with, M and my mom and stuff like that.
Right.
And so when time came to submit, I wasn't going to, but they said, well, you're kind of in the same boat as everyone else because we've been dark for 5 months.
Oh, so that's right. I never thought about it.
You wouldn't
that.
Have that much less to submit than anyone else. So I was like, okay, yeah. I'll do supporting again. They said, no, Frank wants you to do lead. And I was like, well, and, you know, we've talked in the past about who submits typically for lead actor and who doesn't yeah. submit for lead actor. And, you know, Brad, you and I, we've always kind of done best supporting, right?
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, what was the metric in your head? Like,
well,
you know what I mean?
I talked to Frank. I said, you really think I should? And he's like, yeah. He said, you're a leading man and you should be submitting for as such. And I said, okay. I just don't know that people who've been voting for everyone for years
sure.
are going to vote for me because I'm kind of the dude making the jump. And he's like, well, then just consider it like laying the groundwork for next year, you know? And yeah. Then it worked out.
Yeah.
That's interesting because it wasn't probably for me until the last couple years that I made the jump to lead.
Well, I was going to say,
I thought you always did lead.
No,
we were up. I don't know if you were in that year too, but I was up against
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
That yeah. year so, that we were all up against each other. And I was like, this yeah. feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was weird. And I forgot about that.
And the reason
it was when
I guess,
he was on Y&R, though, I think, right?
It might have been.
Yeah. Because yeah. I think the last time I was nominated was like 13 or 14, and you had just gone.
Yeah, that
was
there. That year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the weird thing is because when I was on GH, you know, it was always Tony and Maurice. You knew they were getting in, right? And at that point, it was only two people who could get in.
Oh, there was a cap for each show?
Yeah, there was a cap in per show per category at that time. You would never see four people from General Hospital as leading man.
Well, and how many nominees total were there back then? Same, five?
Six, five or six, yeah. So huh. so two can leave the building in each category.
Right.
At that
even supporting? Because that's such a huge
I don't know if it was supporting. All I know is
yeah.
But for me in my head, I was like, well, yeah, I work every day. And at that time, also, you were based on if you had two good shows, two full shows. Like right. I'd have one full show, And the next show I'd have two scenes and then I'd be hiding behind a bush for four scenes. And you have to
but
show
with it, but with it, but with a cool gun.
Yeah. But you would have to show that to the person voting.
Right.
Right.
And the people would be like, why is this guy in the bush?
Right.
You know, right. And then that you can't be a lead actor hiding in a bush. So I was like, I just don't know when. And then I made the leap one time, one year, I think when Tony didn't put himself in, they go, hey, Tony's not putting himself in. You can put yourself in and whatever. So now it's different. We know that. And I think that's probably the right move. But I don't think there was a wrong move for you, by the way, Dom, personally, in my opinion. But well, lead actor's awesome. Lead actor's great to be that nominated and lead is awesome. So good for you.
Yeah. And congrats to you too, dude.
Thanks, man.
It feels kind of funny to have you asking me questions about mine when you're right there too, which is awesome.
Well, I'm excited. You know, I've always been a huge fan of yours. I'm glad you came back to the show.
Thanks, man.
And you know, Maurice, I know has amazing material because of the story with Mike, but secretly I'm hoping for you.
Did you watch? Well, Maurice basically just got to do the same thing that won it for him the year before, right? So he's yeah. going to be a favorite for sure. Because if it won it for him last time, it might just win it for him again. You know,
100%. Yeah, because I'm still not clear on who voted this time. Because
so, did you vote?
I voted, yeah. But Bradford voted. What category did you vote, Brad?
I don't want to say.
Okay, great. Yeah. Anyway, but what I heard in the beginning from this, when they were asking everyone to vote, they're like, hey, you can vote, but you're not going to be voting for soap operas.
Oh, you're not even voting for soap operas?
Well, that's what they say. That's what they said in the beginning when, you know, because things change so much. But then, so I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe we're getting fresh eyes on all our stuff, right?
Yeah,
right.
That would be cool.
Where people are like, hey, I've never seen Dom before. This guy's awesome. Wow.
Right.
Without any bias at all watching someone, right? Like, oh, we know this person's been on the show 20 years. We know they can do it. Maybe not this year. They didn't have the best material, but we're going to put them in anyway because that crap happens. We all know that.
Sure.
But it's interesting. I'm interested to see actually who did all the voting. Like, I don't know.
So did you vote for a soap opera category?
Yes, I did. And Bradford did. Yes.
You voted for soap operas. Okay.
Yeah. For an acting category too. So it's not like I was.
Yeah. So it was, you know, I don't know.
Well, I kind of expected like I'd get like children's show program or cooking show.
Right.
Like I expected to be really kind of, you know, put in the washing machine of categories and nope.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So that
you know, I mean, the other thing for me for submitting, like, just go back to that other thing. It was like to try and gear yourself up for putting yourself in a new category. Like, I did have the thought once I got past, like, you know, are people going to vote for me? I didn't care at that point. I was just like, let's just go for it. You know, like, if you think you have something, I'm not a fan of submitting for anything unless I truly feel like I can hang. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt like I could in either category just because I felt like my tape was decent, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what, do you remember like what's, so the storylines, I guess you said you had storylines with Maurice with your mom and M. Yeah.
Yeah. With Maurice and M it was mostly Maurice and M and maybe a scene with Lisa sprinkled in there, but I feel like our show's become like a very ensemble show,
which is great, which
means like anybody could put in for,
oh yeah
for
I mean it's not always
year,
it's not always
you know?
Great for it's not always great for Emmy tapes when it's like when it's well, those big it, group scenes
yeah the, right. it, the group scenes but it does give someone more of an opportunity who may not be working, you know, even 3 days a week where they go, wow, I had four killer scenes and they're from all four different shows and they could put it in a little compilation and be like, wow, that guy, that girl's awesome, let's vote.
Yeah. And you can make your tape like a little mini story arc.
Yes, you can.
Even if they are unrelated, you mean?
No, well, I don't know if they're unrelated. Like my stuff was all related. Like I got my scene was with Sonny in the church. And then I went from Sonny in the church to Lulu's house and then Lulu's house to the floating rib with her. And then I was at the hospital with Sonny after the floating ribs been blown up. And then I was at her bedside and then that was it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Dude.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So I had a
path, linear,
you know?
Yeah.
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 And I was like, this kind of feels like something you could submit for a lead actor, you know?
Yeah, that you had a story to tell, and that's great.
Right.
And that could help a lot of times too. But what's funny, dude, is I remember now that you said that it was that scene. I go, dude, because I came up to you after those scenes You did that with I go, dude, you did an awesome job. He's like, thanks. I go, how did you not laugh at the freaking Christmas light hat? Like, how?
And you were laughing.
I know. I was like, I don't know how.
Like,
I don't know.
Maurice, we're like, this guy's trying to win an Emmy reel here, and there's like R2-D2 on the.
I know. I mean, why do? were they trying to give Lulu Drew's brain too? I don't know what was going on, dude, but she had the same Christmas lights on that Franco did.
That cap was worn by both of them, like literally within 2 days. It's like we rented that cap for 24 hours, and we had to shoot everybody who needed that cap like 24 hours.
This cap is distracting. It's distracting.
It was.
So
the last time I had to do a scene like that, Maurice came up to me. It was when Julie left and Lou and M showed up. And Julie got frozen and M got thawed and she got fraud and M was the new Lulu.
She got fraud.
And
no, but she did thawed. Freeze and thawed out to a new
she
Lulu.
She froze and then thawed and then was the new
That's
Lulu.
Amazing.
But the background was like, it looked like something from like the 1970s version of Battlestar Galactica.
You know? Oh, that's amazing. Amazing.
And Maurice was making fun of me. He's like, you did great, but you can't put that on a tape.
You look like you're in a spaceship.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude.
So
that's funny.
What if okay, so say you win. What is the first thing Maurice says to you if you win?
Why didn't you thank me?
Yeah, you got it right. Because I was going to say he's going to ignore me for maybe 5 days. like he did after the nominations came out. I don't think he sent me anything that said anything about not, like he just kept sending us boxing text messages.
Yeah, we're all in a group text. Yeah, it's funny.
He'll
either ask me why I didn't thank him or he's not going to even acknowledge it for like a week until it gets real awkward.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny those text chains came up on the road because I think either I'm not on the text chain anymore, but I remember Steve was like, oh, another
here
text
they
chain.
Come.
It's like Maurice, you, Chad, and Josh talking about boxing.
Yeah, boxing and fighting. Yeah. So
we used to make fun of Chad a lot too on there, but I don't think
it was the Chad appreciation post. Yeah.
Yeah, we were
Chad.
So
how did your trip go over there?
Oh,
it was awesome, man.
We had a
it was awesome,
trip,
man. Yeah, we had a lot of time. We missed you, but you know.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't invited.
Yeah, that's
true. I just mean being away from you was hard.
Oh.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great, man. Everybody, it was awesome. We had a great time.
That's cool.
And, you know. Yeah. But more importantly,
you got a haircut.
You got a haircut. So let's talk because hair is very important to me. And
I can tell.
I like
yours right now.
I like your long hair. I mean, you look good this way.
Well,
sure.
It's still long, bro.
Yeah,
oh,
but
look at that.
But I know you were going for Teen Wolf when you came back. Like I told you, you had a beard and you had a freaking little. I loved your hair.
Can you imagine if I wore my gold chains?
Oh, that would be my dream.
That was a missed opportunity.
That would be my dream.
For sure.
That would
for
be
sure.
my dream.
Rebranding, so, the Dante rebranding, like long hair, beard, gold chains, bring them back.
It was amazing. Dude, you're like a 70s cop, dude, in a freaking movie. It's amazing.
Yeah,
dude.
That's right.
Amazing.
Was the keeping the hair long and then the cutting of it, was that like him, you know, because when he came back from the facility he was dealing with some stuff and was the haircut kind of like symbolic of him making progress, you think, or does it matter?
I think the plainest way to put it is that they wanted the haircut to like a noticeable shift in this guy's demeanor.
Yeah,
and he said
awesome.
A perfect day will be when you get your badge, give it back to you, you're going to show up with actually, it was a shower sequence where I'm in a steamy shower by myself.
Yeah, it's a hot. That's hot.
That was hot, bro.
Whoa, watch
and,
out.
And I come out and wipe the mirror and I've got the haircut. But what's funny is like, I look like a completely different person.
Yeah, it's amazing, dude.
It's a good look,
like,
dude.
It's a great
look.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. But it's kind of weird. Like most people still look like they're the same person when they do this.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it's
like,
true.
I look like a recap.
It's been a long. Yeah.
They're like, who's playing Dante now?
Yeah,
today the role of the role of Dante
whatever,
will be put.
Whatever
oh,
his
wait.
Name is,
it's still Dominic Sempronio.
It's the same.
Oh, that's awesome.
Even the voiceover, like, even the voiceover person gets confused.
Yeah, that would be funny, actually.
Right? Yeah. But that's amazing. I mean, and you had that for a long time. So, was it a shift to you, or did it matter?
It was kind of a shift. I really enjoyed not having it, to be honest. It feels nice.
It's a lot less work.
Yeah,
it is kind of a lot less work. I mean, I wasn't putting a lot of work into it, man. Let's face it. It didn't look like I was doing a lot of work with it.
No.
But I feel like for the character, I don't know, man. There's something about when you have stuff like that, it adds to what you do. And
here's where I'll tell you where it adds to it. Like, because you look like a badass with the freaking beard and the long hair, right? So if they let you be a badass,
yes,
that's awesome, right?
Yes.
But the PCPD doesn't have the best reputation of doing anything. So now that you're clean cut, you don't look like freaking badass not doing stuff.
When you were berating me in the when you were berating me in the interrogation room, I tell you the wild man look was working for you.
Oh yeah, those were fun scenes, man.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty cool. Like, and there's things like that that I feel like you can. Well, they also when you're supposed to be all messed up and you appear messed up, the writers write more messed up, you know. And when you look like this. And you're got the badge back, it's harder to get away with. So I'm trying to find ways to keep the messed upness without looking that way and without it being written for me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Without trying to like manipulate too much of the material, like you're still trying to keep in mind where this dude came from.
Because
I mean, we all have memories from childhood, wherever, which is like, it's almost like they're not PTSD, but they're negative memories that maybe you have from your past. You know what I mean? That doesn't matter how clean shaven or what you do now, those never leave you, right? That stuff always is a part of who you are. So, so I'm trying to incorporate that in, but it's really tough when you become a cop on this show, like you really follow the line, you know, to the letter, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know they definitely have an opportunity down the road, to make you, a cop that might cross the line a little more than usual to get some things done because you have a little bit of a screw loose or a temper where you're like, you know, that's what you call it street justice, right? You don't never know. Yeah. You just got to go, oh, you want a little karma? Yeah, I'm a detective, but I'm here to give you a little something, you know?
Like,
so
like, Denzel and Ethan Hawke level.
Yeah, that yes, I totally get what you're saying.
Why am I having a brain fart on the name of the damn movie? Wow, that's weird.
Training Day.
Yeah,
you're not like that level of corruptness.
Sure.
You're just a little walking the line a little bit, you know, and maybe dipping to the other side where you're saying I got to get this done, you know.
Well, because I mean, the opportunity the opportunity is. And I could be misreading this, but to have like if the PCPD is strong and is a true foil or foe to whatever Sonny and Jason and whatever the other interests have, that push and pull is interesting, especially since you guys are related. But if you are not as hindered by the rules, as it were, then you are a more formidable foe. And
which would open the door to them getting off anyway, because
everything.
If you do something not above board as a cop and their lawyers are able to get them off because of a procedural thing that they caught you doing, you know, then they don't have to put them like Jason and Maurice and Sonny don't have to go into a jail cell.
Right.
You know, for a jail story, which no one wants to see, you know, like.
Right.
Well, true. I think it's been done. Like, I think you guys have been in jail, and
they've said we don't
really want to put. I don't think they want to put you guys in jail. Not fans. I mean, writers. Frank, like, I don't think they ever want you guys to be in jail for very long. You know what I mean?
Sure.
No, I think there's definitely a lot of opportunity to do a cool kind of, you know, disturbed cop that might, you know, take justice into his own hands to get what he wants. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think it's cool.
If there's things that come up with. And I don't know where they're going with Dante and Sam, but you know, that's a moment where there could be something down the line where things get kind of hairy, you know, and
sure.
And who knows where that pushes people. But before I forget, Bradford, I told my uncle I was going to talk with you guys, and he said, I just love that Spinelli. I love that Spinelli. He is such a great character. You have a great talk with those guys. I think he's just fantastic. I'm like, oh, that's, I'll tell him. That's really
awesome. I love that. I love that. Awesome. Tell your uncle I'm grateful. That's amazing.
I will. Well, he hates the Red Sox too, but you know.
Anyway.
That's okay.
All right.
Here's where we'll wrap up because, you know, we thank you for your time. But there, we do a bit in our show. Bradford opens the show for us and he'll say things, you know, he'll do a toast to a bunch of different things. He'll go General Hospital, 56 years. Yay. Mayor Laura. Yay. And then he goes, Dante came home. Biggest scream there was from everybody, dude.
Amazing.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, yeah. We always get a gauge of things when we say things. And and that got a huge freaking scream, bro. So
really?
fans love it. Yeah, the fan. Honestly, dude, every night I hear it. I wait for it. Dante's back. Woo! So we're like, this is awesome, dude. So thank you, man.
Well, thank you for letting me know because you guys could not have let me know that just to keep the hair from getting too big, you know?
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
And I got to say, they cheered the haircut, too, because that was part of the bit, too.
Yeah, they cheered the haircut, too.
Oh, did
they? Yeah, two for two. Unlike
Everything's coming up roses for Dominic.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. So, congrats again, man. Well Thanks, deserved. Brother. It's going to be a fun night to cheer for everybody. But it's wonderful to see our friends and people we love to root for.
We're in the game. We're in the game, Dom. We're in the game.
We're in it, and we had so many nominations, man. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
It's just exciting.
Yeah.
And Steve, it's you know I love the fact that some people. And I don't think it's weird that we're up against each other. I was just like, it's funny that you're interviewing me because we should interview you too.
It's fine, though.
But I just mean like, I think it's really awesome that we're up against each other. I don't think that should ever not happen, especially now when you got four shows left.
Yeah, dude.
Three nominees to come from the same show. That's great because you still have just as many people submitted back then when there were 10 shows.
Absolutely, 100%.
They're just coming from six fewer shows.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's awesome.
I think it's a huge honor, man, and I love the fact that we're in there together. So
awesome, man. I appreciate you, dude.
Awesome. Me too, thanks man. For joining us, buddy, and it's always a delight to catch up with you.
Always.
Thanks.
Always,
thanks, guys.
Dude. Thanks, brother.
Well, thanks to Dom, and congratulations, good buddy.
Congrats, man. You know,
on
I'm
a well-deserved,
fan. Love that
well-deserved
guy.
Nomination.
He's awesome. Congrats.
And now that he's got a haircut, I mean, all the more deserving.
I like the Teen Wolf look better.
Did you really? Did you? Really?
Oh, I love his long hair. I'm always like, dude, you look great now, but why'd you cut it, bro? The long hair, man. He pulls it off. I love it.
Oh, he surely does.
Yeah.
So. Well, thanks to Dom. Thanks to everyone again that came out to see us this past week in the Southeast. We are hitting the road again in July, and that's
gonna
come
quick.
Ever?
Yes, we are.
And that is, let me just read off some cities for you.
Go for it.
Oklahoma City, Kansas City, St. Louis. Butler County, Ohio. Is that Cincinnati? Yes, Cincinnati. Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus.
Grand Rapids, Chicago. And that's the July run. But then coming up in August, we have Boston, a bunch of cities in and around New York, like Pelham, Levittown, Long Island, City Winery, Philadelphia, Albany, Newtown, Connecticut, Nyack, West Nyack. And then in end of July, we have a live recording of this podcast in Burbank.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man.
And then looking into September, we have Dallas, Phoenix, with a couple more cities potentially to add in the mix there, too. So all tickets are available at stonecoldandthejackal.com.
And if for some reason right now you go to a play or go to a one of the events and the tickets aren't available, most likely, a lot of people, June 1st today, actually, they're releasing more seats. So go back and check because the clubs aren't really up to date. Like they say June 1st, but they could do it June 6th on their website, right?
Sure.
Same thing with July 1st for a lot of these places like Grand Rapids is July 1st. They're going to open the whole
bunch
theater.
Up, yeah.
So check back on that. And we'll keep reminding people, but we had an awesome time and check out our Patreon page. Cause we did a lot of exclusive tour content there, which was incredible because we literally did stuff every single day. Patreon has a new, what's it called?
It's Lens. Called Lens, but it's very much like Instagram stories.
So we're able to, you know, show everything on stage, sound checks, dressing rooms, every hotel rooms. It was awesome. Yeah. We had a great time.
Yeah.
So
we can, it's a tool to share more with you guys and that's what we like to do. Great. So, thanks again, everyone. We'll be talking to you next
awesome.
Week. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night! And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guest. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!